You are listening to the audio production of the Little Women Devotional, a chapter-by-chapter companion to Louisa May Alcott's beloved classic by Rachel Dodge, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by Barber Publishing and is read by the author. To Bobby, Lizzie, and Jack, who love me so well. Go to God with all your little cares and hopes and sins and sorrows, as freely and confidingly as you come to your mother. Marmee. A Little Women Welcome. I'll never forget the first time my mother put a copy of Louisa May Alcott's Little Women in my hands. She said, "You will love it, but it will make you cry." And isn't that true? Little Women has warmed hearts for generations now, making us laugh, smile, and cry each time we read it. The story is sweet and tender, familiar and comforting. Even the names of the characters, Marmee, Meg, Joe, Beth, Amy, and Lori, evoke vibrant memories. Opening the first few pages of Little Women feels like stepping in the front door of the March home and joining the cozy family circle by the fire. When we think of the March family, nostalgic images of hearth and home immediately come to mind. We picture a snug house bursting with activity, plays and club meetings up in the garret, hymns around the piano by candlelight, and lively meals at the table. Most of all, we imagine a dear family that loves together, prays together, and believes together. Though it was written long ago, Little Women still strikes a chord with readers today. Its relatable characters and themes stand the test of time. In it, we read about family and friends, war and peace, work and calling, love and loss. We learn that hard work is good for us, and a cheerful heart makes it more enjoyable. We discover that the key to contentment isn't found in having everything we want, but in learning to make much of what we've been given. Little Women is also a treasure trove of timeless spiritual themes. Many of its lessons and motifs are drawn from the Bible, Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan, and other Christian writings. In the March home, Christian morals are valued and practiced. Faith, hope, and love abound. Mr. March leads his family with loving care and patient kindness. Mrs. March, Marmee, teaches and trains her daughters with tenderness and practical wisdom. The March sisters learn to pray, have personal devotions, and walk with God in their daily lives. And faith is at the center of it all. Finally, Little Women shows us what it looks like to live in close community with other believers. In the March family, as in the family of God, everyone has a part to play and no one walks alone. As they work and live side by side, they soften each other's rough edges and sharpen one another as iron sharpens iron, Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17. They each use their unique gifts and talents to serve the Lord and others. They learn to care for their neighbors, comfort each other in their afflictions, hold fast to God's word, walk in close relationship with Jesus, and invite others to gather with them around the fellowship table. You are listening to this audiobook for a reason. The Lord wants to meet with you and speak to you through His word. As you spend time with Him each day, your faith will grow and flourish. God will direct your path, comfort you, and encourage you. Listen for His voice and keep a notebook and pen handy so you can take note of all your learning. Press into Jesus and allow Him to do a new work in your heart and life. In this audiobook, you'll find one devotional entry for every corresponding chapter of Little Women, each with key moments from that chapter of the novel, thoughts for personal reflection, selected Bible passages, and a short prayer. When you sit down to listen, take time to prepare your heart. Invite the Holy Spirit to speak and move. Come to God with a posture to receive, hands open, head bowed, heart humble. As you begin this journey, I invite you to curl up in a cozy spot and enjoy a nostalgic visit with the March family. There is so much God wants to do in your life, things He wants to teach you and show you, wounds He wants to heal, places where He is calling you to serve, and a unique role for you to play in His kingdom. May your time reading this devotional inspire a newfound joy in the Lord, a greater passion for Jesus,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?